This is a podcast from Team Ease, Assessing Innovation on Joomla Community Magazine.
So we're here for our podcast for the first issue of the Joomla Community Magazine. We have with us Anthony Olsen of Joomla Bamboo, and we're going to talk about template frameworks. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Very fine. I hope you're well. I know that you had a nasty cold the last few days.
Yeah, you'll have to. Everyone, excuse me. I've got a pretty croaky voice, but we'll see how we go.
Okay, your voice is registering very good, so I think we can go on.
Great. I just might have a few coughing fits, that's all.
Okay.
But let's see.
So, Anthony, why is a framework needed for a template development, after all?
I'm not actually sure that it always is. The Zen Grid framework is something that we developed in-house just so that we could cut down on development time. I don't think it's 100% necessary. It really depends on what type of site or template you're building. What we really wanted to do for us was put together, you know, a bunch of code that really works out of the box, and you know, cuts down hours of development time for each monthly template release.
All right. Your template framework, the ZenGrid, is it based on a third-party layout system like one of the grid systems out there?
It's based on the philosophy of the 960 grid. We haven't used the CSS or the markup that you see in that system, but it's the basic calculations because we offer, you know, unlimited template width, so we basically put some logic into the template to calculate the number of columns, whether it's based on 12 or 16 columns, gutter widths, and so forth. So it's based around the grid 960, but we've taken it and extended it for Joomla, basically.
Yeah, so it is basically the same philosophy, but not the exact system, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Does your template is being based on page elements regarding usability and search engine optimization?
Definitely, I would say definitely from a usability point of view. I mean, one of my main things is trying to create usable and simple kind of designs, and I think I think good design almost always means that the site is usable. When I'm putting together a design, I try not to sacrifice usability for the sake of design. So I would certainly hope that the sites that get built with our templates are usable. There are quite a few things that we can do from a SEO point of view, and that will be coming in future updates for the framework. Basically looking at building source-ordered content into the system and a few other tweaks and things, but we've spent a bit of time on that for the last release.
All right. So, Anthony, how does your template framework differs from those of your competitors?
It's a good question, really. I haven't delved too much into Gantry or to the, it's T3, is it, one from Gavik and Joomla are using. I've played with them, but I haven't really dug into the code that much. The reason why we put this framework together was really pretty selfish. It was just so that we could really get ahead. The other thing, get ahead in terms of development time. Back in November, I released ZenGrid 1, or basically the ZenGrid template, which formed the basis of the framework. Mm-hmm. And it just had so many parameters and things that we needed to reorganize the UI ostensibly and all of the other included elements. So the framework was born out of that, really. I mean, I think I really need to play with the other frameworks a bit more to give a better answer there.
So your framework was actually what they say, that the necessity is the mother of all inventions.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. We didn't really know how it was going to be released in terms of how it was going to be used by our members. It was really, really just, as I say, just built for us. And then we realized that it was actually going to be quite useful for other developers. And that's certainly the feedback that we've got thus far, that the simple sort of vanilla templates that we put together for the Zen Grid are really good building blocks for template and site developers. Yeah, there are about four or five templates. The first dedicated one with the Zen Grid framework was Folio Life from back in April. And we also have the Avanti template from January, the recent Shopfront template, and we've also put together the Simple Shop template from back in 2008. And so we've got a list that we're going through, and we're hoping to basically port most of the themes over, with the view that will make it easier when we come to switching to 1.6.
Yes, of course. Can you tell us a little about the team who helped develop this framework?
The Bamboo team's it's pretty small. It's really me, Jeremy Wilkin from gnomeontherun.com, and Jason D'Souza, who's another developer that lives and works here in Melbourne. That's basically it. So Jeremy put together a lot of the core code, a lot of the core logic. He made all of the functionality behind the UI of the framework sort of available using all of the functions that he put together. I did the UI design, actually looking at how things were laid out, and Jason was pretty helpful with the testing.
All right. So now, what are the obstacles facing novice users of a framework? How should they prepare for a project which uses a framework?
I think that's a good question. I mean, we've worked pretty hard on the documentation, but principally, I think the layout, the interface of the back end of the framework really is pretty self-explanatory. You have to have some concept of Joomla and module positions and the various factors that are involved there. I think that the way we've put it together, it should be pretty easy to use or to change the fully fledged templates that we put out on a monthly basis. Of course, if you want to develop a template using Zen Grid framework, using one of the plain vanilla themes, you have to have a little bit more knowledge. But it's I think it's quite easy. And a lot of the folk on the forum have been pretty vocal in terms of how easy it is to use. And I think a lot of that comes down to the way we've put the back-end layout together.
So there will be no huge programming challenges those wannabe designers will face.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's all there, and even we've got some reasonably extensive CSS overrides anyway. So basically, if you want to change something in a template and you don't want to change the template CSS itself, you can just enter raw CSS code into the CSS overrides, and it will basically override the front end display. So simple stuff like changing the background color to white or black or gray, and the user can just do that from the template admin. I think that cuts down a lot of issues that new users have when they are sort of told on the forums or wherever to edit code. I'm all for people jumping in and editing template files. I think that's great. I mean, and that's certainly how I learnt. But if you don't, not everybody really wants to do that. So, yeah.
So this is the side of the people who actually want to use a template framework in order to develop a custom template for their own site. But do you think that there are users who, in your opinion, should not use a framework for the Joomla project? I mean, are there pros and cons and the reason for someone to specifically not use any framework when developing a template?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question, and I think ultimately it really does come down to the type of project that you're using, and who's actually going to be ultimately going to be using the template. So if it's for a client that likes to go in there and fiddle and change things, then a framework is probably a better option because they've got better control over widths and just, you know, certain layout elements. Whereas if you're the developer and you're developing the template for a site and you want complete control over the code, then you know perhaps a standalone template is actually better for you. It's really we've got new users and you know, long time developers using the framework. I mean, they're pretty happy with it, but I think I would personally probably still use it. But if it was a really basic site, then I wouldn't necessarily jump into a framework. I think I think it really just depends on the project.
So if it is a smaller project, do you see that there is a time benefit for not using a framework, like someone will spend much less time developing a template?
Yeah, I guess for all the templates, it really depends on what starter themes are available. We've got a blank and what we call the default template, and it's a pretty basic template with really basic elements already kind of created for it, and you certainly use that, and I think the development time for creating a template using that theme is actually it's very quick, but at the same time, if you don't need that back end functionality or you don't need to add a whole lot of flexibility and control to the template, then it may just as well be as, you know, quick to just open up a text editor and create a few divs and put in the Joomla code. I really think it's down to the developer how they want to work. I'm sure some will love to use a framework and others will prefer just to sort of retain control, I guess.
I understand the feeling. I actually know developers from both sides. So now, if someone decides to use your framework, I know that you release new versions of the framework every now and then. So do they need to update? And if they do, is there any update functionality built into the framework, something like a click here to update or a notification of the latest version?
That's certainly something that's coming for future versions. At the moment, you have to rely upon our forum for notification of updates. But updating the framework itself is very easy. It's we use the upgrade method in the XML file, so it just basically installs on the top of the old framework files. The way that we set it up, there should be no need to customize the core framework files in themselves. So upgrading or updating should be pretty straightforward. Updating the template itself is a little bit more specific, but it's not that too in depth really. Often it's just minor CSS fixes or other changes that go into updating the templates.
So if someone updates the framework, will he face any significant challenges in making his template, let's say, not break?
I don't think so. The functionality is pretty much frozen for this version of the framework. And the way that we're looking at creating major updates is really, so it's very backward compatible. I'm trying to think of anything that's in there that would break, and I can't really see how that would happen. I'm sure it might happen, but at this stage, extra functionality that we're putting to the framework hasn't adversely affected the templates. There are some occasions where we have to go back and add the new functionality to the template XML file, but that's an easy fix.
Mm. So right now, what do you believe that the future of the frameworks is? And will you develop yours through future iterations? For example, add new features or address some other concerns?
We've certainly got a little mini roadmap and a little a to-do list for future updates. We're not going to be looking at updating it in the next couple of months. We want to put it out there and see how it goes out in the wild. But you certainly we'll be doing some major releases in the middle to end of this year.
Generally speaking, since we see that there is a big market regarding template frameworks for Joomla, how do you see that this might evolve?
Frameworks in general?
Yes.
It seems like a number of the different clubs are putting out frameworks. I know that in the magazine that you've compared a couple. I can't wait to see the results for that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really sure. I think perhaps what it's basically doing is it's leveling out the complexity of templating for Joomla. I really see the frameworks, all of them, providing an extra level of accessibility for all types of users, whether you're a new user or a long-time developer. I think it's great, and it certainly speeds up template development for everyone, and means that each template, whether it's coming from us or from somebody else, is coming from a pretty solid code base. The fewer bugs there are in templates, the better it is for Joomla, in my opinion.
I agree absolutely with that. Actually, what most people do not understand is that a template is far more than just graphics. Mm. It is an important piece of your own site. It actually consists of code and graphics. So we really need something very solid for Joomla to work.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think it's absolutely necessary that people use a framework as well. I'd sort of say that, on the other hand, I certainly know some developers that, even though they admire Gantry or ZenGrid or T3, that they have a standard skeleton template that they use. I think to some degree you could actually call that a framework anyway. Because it's the framework's really just a starting point to build upon. So, I'm quite excited to see what happens in the next 6 to 12 months in terms of Joomla templating. What I've seen compared to some of the other CMSs out there, it's just kind of coming along in leaps and bounds, really.
All right, Anthony, thank you very much for being here with us tonight. I enjoyed very much talking with you.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you, Nick. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
You can find more podcasts and articles at magazine.joomla.org.